Let's turn in our Bibles to the book of John chapter 12. John chapter 12. I'll be reading from verse 20 to 30. John chapter 12. As I read. And there were certain Greeks among them that came up to worship at the feast. The same came therefore to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desire him, saying, Sir, we will see Jesus. Philip cometh and telleth Andrew, and again Andrew and Philip tell Jesus. And Jesus answered them, saying, The hour is come that the Son of Man should be glorified. Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abides alone. And if it die, it brings forth much fruit. He that loves his life shall lose it, and he that hates his life in this world shall keep it unto life eternal. If any man serve me, let him follow me. And where I am, there shall also my servant be. If any man serve me, him will my Father honor. Now is my soul troubled, and what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour. But for this cause came I unto this hour. Verse 28. Father, glorify thy name. Then came there a voice from heaven saying, I have both glorified it, and I will glorify it again. The people therefore that stood by and heard said, It said that it thundered. Others said, An angel spake to him. Jesus answered and said, This voice came not because of me, but for your sakes. Let us go back to verse 28 as we read that verse together. Verse 28. 1, 2, go. Thank you. Jesus Christ prayed, said, Father, glorify your name. And a voice responded and said, I have both glorified it. And I will glorify it again. So this morning I will be talking on, He will do it again. He will do it again. I want us to take note of something in verse 30. Verse 30 of our text. It says, Jesus answered and said, This voice came not because of me, but for your sakes. He will do it again. God has glorified his name already. Testified to it and said, Yet again, I will still do it. Isaiah 42, verse 8 to 9. It says, I am the Lord, that is my name, and my glory will I not give to anyone. Then, verse 9 that I'm going, it says, Behold, the former things have come to pass, and new things do I declare. Before they spring forth, I tell you. He will do it again. The former things have informed you guys. My promises of the past have fulfilled them. In your situation, I've glorified my name. What you've experienced in the past, trust me, I've done it before. And yet again, I will still do it. There is a need for us to check the person that made this declaration. Talking about the unchangeable one himself. He said, I've glorified my name. He said,
I will still do it again. The former things I've informed you, they have all come to pass. The new things that I'm about to do, I will tell you first. Expect it. They are still what's coming. So I quickly want us to check the unchangeable one. We should know that the world is changing rapidly. Things are changing fast. To the extent that mankind, I think we don't know what tomorrow we hold. Corona has changed the way a man will live his life. Technology has evolved over the years that you can sit in the comfort of your house and you order for something and they'll come and deliver at your doorstep. Yet, we are scared of tomorrow. Anxiety, worry. What will tomorrow hold? How will I be able to face the challenges of tomorrow? But there is someone that is telling on this morning. He's saying, I have glorified my name. And he's telling us, I will still glorify it again. Two things is constant.
Sister Constance.
Mankind will always be faced with fear, anxiety, worry. State of confusion will always come. That is on one side. The other side is that we have a God who is unchangeable changer. He changeth not. He is the same yesterday, today, and what? And forever. Hebrews 13:8 tells us that. And Malachi 3:6 tells us. Because he changeth not. That is why we are not what? We are not consumed. He changeth not. He's telling us this morning that he will do it again. Let's now check some of his antecedents of things that have happened in the past. And what he's still telling us that he's going to do again. Isaiah 40 verse 8 assures us. It says, the grass withered, the flower died, but the word of God, what? Stands forever. Whatever he says, he is going to do it. One thing about him is that immutability of God is an attribute that God is unchanging. Attribute of him is unchanging in his character, in his will, and in his covenant promises. He changeth not. And whatever he has done before, if he has did it before, he will what? He will do it again. Number one thing I want us to check this morning is that he has been help to the helpless in the past. You remember John chapter 5, the man at the pool of Bethsaida. The Bible says the angel of the Lord will come at one particular time, turn the pool, and the first person that goes in shall be healed. But this man has been at that pool for 38 years.
Can you imagine someone has been struggling with a particular issue for 38 years? But the moment the present help in time of need arrived, he was asking that man, are you willing to be made whole? The man was still saying, I don't have anyone to help me. And Jesus Christ said, rise up and walk. Carry your bed. Help to what? To the helpless. Are you here this morning thinking you are in the state of being helpless? Know that the one that is help to the helpless is telling you this morning that he will what? He will do it again. Two is the hope to the hopeless. The widow at Zarephath, when the man of God asked her, prepare for me a morsel of bread. The woman told the man of God, see, I'm just trying to gather these two sticks and prepare the last meal at home. And afterwards, me and my son will die. 1 Kings 17, 10 to 16. The one who can turn the hopeless situation to become what? Hopeful one again. Said, no, you will not die. I will preserve you. He's still telling us this morning, saying, he will do it again. Three is the one that can turn the impossible to become possible. You remember when thousands of people were seated before his feet, teaching them. And then they saw that these people are weary, hungry. We need to feed these people. The disciples were running etasketa. Ah, where are we going to get money to buy bread for these thousands of people? The one who can turn the impossible to become possible laughed. And then they came. There is a young lad there with 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. And he transformed that. The Bible said, and they fed 5,000 men. According to the Bible scholar, we say, only men here. What about women and children? And after they gathered 12 baskets of leftovers, turning the impossible to become possible. Are you in the state of saying, oh, this is not possible? Me achieving this? I'm telling you about his antecedents of what he has done in the past. And he's still in the business of what? Doing it. He's saying, he will do it again. Four. In the past, and it's still happening to this moment, is turning reproach to testimony. You want to ask Sister Sarah in Genesis 21, when you read from verse 1 to 7, verse 6 of it, dig deep into what Sarah said, people have laughed at me before. Now, they will what? They will laugh with me. They've laughed at her before, but now, they will laugh with me. Verse 7, who will have imagined or thought that me, Sarah, will give Abraham a child? Reproach to what? Testimony. Have you been mocked? Have you been laughed at? Have you experienced reproach in one area or the other? He's saying, I will turn your reproach to testimony. I will do it again. 5. We've seen in the Bible how it turned lack to become abundance, plenty. Ask the wife of that prophet, the widow. The creditors came, wanted to take away her sons. 2 Kings 4:1-7. She ran to the man of God. What happened afterwards? Lack turned to what? Abundance. To plenty. The person that cannot pay a debt now owes more than enough, to the extent that he can what? She paid off her debt, take care of her family. Are you in lack? Are you in penury? He said, I've glorified my name before. He's telling you he will glorify it again. I will do it again. 6. We've seen in the past how it turned shame to glory. The wedding at Cana. John chapter 2. The Bible said, and they have finished their wine. So just imagine you are celebrating. And then suddenly, the whole people now said, signal you. If you don't pay us our balance, we'll off the gin and shut the hall. No more food, nothing. Shame. But when the one who can turn shame to glory intervened, the testimony says, why have you reserved the good till the end? To tell you that the latter glory is going to be greater than the one in the beginning. I just want to charge us this morning with a song. Choir, please step up. You may feel down and feel like God has somehow forgotten you. That you are faced with circumstances that you can't get through. Now it seems that there is no way out and you are going under. I've told you of it this morning that God has proven himself time and time again. He will take care of you. He will do it again. God knows the things you are going through and how you are hurting. He understands just how your heart has been broken into two. He's the God of the sun, the star, and the sea. He is your father. He is my father. He will calm the storm. He will find a way and he will fix it for you. Let us kindly rise to our feet and sing this song. Sheo jubelo le consi etu le sheo jubelo le consi beti shelo jojo si Jenny Bowen. will do it again. Just commit it into his hands. Remind him of his antecedents. You've done this in the past. You did not allow shame to come. You did not allow them to die in their reproach. You've turned that hopelessness to become hopeful again. Oh, you can still do it again. I may not know how it's going to come. I know you are going to come through for me. Just tell it to him. He's going to do it again. He's done barrenness to fruitfulness before. He will still do it again. He has done lack to plenty and abundance before. He will still do it. Battled with it for 12 years. Jesus came through for her. No matter how long the situation might be, no matter how you have been condemned, just trust in him that he can still do it again. Jesus Christ cried, "Father, glorify your name." A voice responded and said, "I've both glorified it, and he's still assuring us this morning, I will glorify it again." Just talk to him this morning. I don't have any prayer point to call for you. Just tell it to him. What is that situation? He has done it before. He will still do it again.